guys, welcome back to Navigate Devotional. Here at Navigate, our hope and prayer is to help you engage with the Bible. It's through the Bible that God speaks, and today, as we have a conversation over this passage, we hope you're able to be refreshed, challenged, and comforted by what God says.
Hey everyone, welcome back. Today we're beginning a new series heading into Easter called On the Roads of Something Better, and we're going to have four episodes to help us get in the headspace as we head into Easter. So today we're going to be looking at the road to Jerusalem in Luke chapter 19 verse 28 to 40, and this is what God's word says. Chapter 19 verse 28. After Jesus had said this, he went on ahead going up to Jerusalem. As he approached Bethphage and Bethany at the hill called the Mount of Olives, he sent two of his disciples, saying to them, "Go to the village ahead of you, and as you enter it, you will find a colt tied there, which no one has ever ridden. Untie it and bring it here. If anyone asks you, 'Why are you untying it?' say, 'The Lord needs it.'" Those who were sent ahead went and found it just as he had told them. As they were untying the colt, its owners asked them, "Why are you untying the colt?" They replied, "The Lord needs it." They brought it to Jesus, threw their cloaks on the colt, and put Jesus on it. As he went along, people spread their cloaks on the road. When he came near to the place where the road goes down to the Mount of Olives, the whole crowd of the disciples began joyfully to praise God in loud voices for all the miracles they had seen. "Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest." Some of the Pharisees in the crowd said to Jesus, "Teacher, rebuke your disciples." "I tell you," he replied, "if they keep quiet, the stones will cry out." Awesome. Well, today I'm joined with a special guest of the show, Sam Wheeler Smith. So not our normal Sam that does our editing, but another Sam. Hey, Sam.
Hey, Ben.
Welcome to the podcast.
Thanks for having me.
Tell us a little bit before we dig into this passage, Sam. What do you do with yourself? What's your family?
Yeah.
I don't know. Just tell us who Sam Wheeler Smith is.
Yeah, I am married to Lauren. I have two kids, a boy and a girl.
Yep.
Ezra and Remy, little ones. I study full-time at Queensland Theological College. Full-time study of ministry.
Yeah.
And I work part-time here at Southside, call Southside home.
Good.
What else do you want to know?
Don't know. Do you know how to put up a trampoline?
I do, yeah. Especially when it's raining and nighttime.
Yeah. For those that don't know, that's what Sam got up to, what, last night, the night before?
Night before, yeah.
Yeah, really good. So if anyone needs any help, just send us a message and we'll get Sam onto you to help put up a trampoline. Now, Sam, we're not here to talk about trampolines. We're here to begin, I guess, thinking about Easter. A mini-series, I guess, called On the Road to Something Better, where we're going to look at different moments for Jesus when he is on the road to something. And we're going to look at the triumphal entry, which is this passage. In the next one, you'll be joining us and we'll look at the road to the cross. And then after that, Ryan's going to be back to join us as we talk about some other journeys for Jesus.
Cool.
But here we are in the triumphal entry. And I guess if you can, just set the scene for us a little bit, where we're at in the story and what's going on here for us.
Yeah, so we're in the book of Luke, one of the gospel writers, and he's telling us the story of Jesus' life. As he lived on this earth, and at this point in the story, we've followed Jesus all the way through all parts of Israel, and he's predicted a few times that he's going to go to Jerusalem, and there he's going to be killed, he's going to suffer, and then he's going to come back to life. And so this part of the story, we find him entering that place, so entering Jerusalem, which is a really exciting part of the story. I think his whole ministry is kind of leading to this. To this climax. So really excited to be at this point in the story.
Yeah, so what you said there is super helpful. And is there, I guess there's a sense, like as we read that he's going to Jerusalem, those words should echo in the back of our mind, he's going here to die.
Yeah.
So in some ways that's what we're expecting. Yet in this passage it's a bit different. And it's called the triumphal entry because it doesn't feel like in this passage that death is on the cards here. It feels like a celebration of some sort. So let's push into that. So Jesus rocks up. He sends his disciples to go and grab a donkey. There's a bit of, you know, back and forth with why he's grabbing the donkey, but he gets it. And the disciples simply reply, the Lord needs it. And then Jesus jumps on a donkey as he makes his way into Jerusalem. So first and foremost, I guess, what's the significance of the donkey and what's happening here?
It sounds pretty random, doesn't it? And I love that. I love it that the excuse that they need to use to get this donkey from the owners is, you know, the Lord needs it.
Yeah.
and the people seem to be okay with it.
It's that easy.
It's that easy. It's like a little password to get this donkey. What's the significance? It's a donkey. It's not a horse.
Mm.
I think, we were chatting about that earlier.
Off air.
Yeah, off air. I think the picture of the horse, it has a lot of power. Like a king riding into the city on a horse has that idea that he's just won a battle, that he's come in, he's got a lot of power.
Mm.
That's not the picture we get here at all, is it, Ben?
Mm. So I guess what you're saying there, outside of, you know, this passage, when kings would come back from battle, they'd ride back if they won and they had victory on the battlefield. They'd come back on a horse.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like, you know, if you can think about, picture that moment there, it's like a king on a horse, that's a guy you want to follow.
Yeah.
You know, that's like, that's my boy, you know, he's got victory, he's just won, there's power there's authority there, you know, riding on a horse is the big alpha move, saying he's the big dog in town. Jesus is not on a horse, he's on a donkey. So what's symbolic, what's important about the donkey?
Yeah, donkey's not a horse.
Yeah.
So we see it's a sign of peace.
Yeah.
And humility.
Right.
It's a real downgrade from a horse, I guess, in that sense.
Yeah.
It really is this peaceful entry into Jerusalem. It's not a power move in that sense. Or at least, not as it seems.
Mm. So it's actually saying something about Jesus, that this is a humble king coming in to the city.
Yeah.
So it's interesting to see that, you know, it's not what we'd expect.
No.
But the people's reaction is different to that, though. Like, they're doing this thing, which is, it feels weird today. So they've taken off their cloaks.
Mm.
And, you know, I think we read, if it's not in this passage, in other passage of this moment, where they lay palm branches down as well.
Yeah.
So what's going on there for people as they see this king riding on this donkey, which was symbolic of humility and peace? Why the the coats? Like, what's, is there anything to that, Sam?
Yeah, I wonder if they're, you know, they're spreading their cloaks out. It's a sign of respect for who this guy is. Mm-hmm. Obviously, even though he's coming in on a donkey, not a horse, I think there's something in their mind at this point. And I think this has been talked about way back in the Old Testament. Do you want to speak on that?
I guess so. 550 years earlier in Zechariah, we see that there was a promise of a king that would come. So, you know, when you read, the whole Bible points to Jesus. We'll see this in our third episode this week. I think it's the third episode this week, or maybe the fourth one, on the road to Emmaus. But, we see the whole Bible points to Jesus. And here in Zechariah, you get 550 years earlier, they'd talk about a king who would come riding on a donkey. Mm. So there's something here with that, that he'd be riding on a donkey. So you get this picture, humility, peace.
Yep.
They get that in some ways this is their king who's coming back to Jerusalem. And then they say these words in verse 38, blessed is the king who comes in the name of the Lord, peace in heaven and glory in the highest. So they're expecting a king would come in the Old Testament.
Yeah.
They would expect this king would do something. And they're sort of saying that in verse 38, this king's going to bring peace and glory. So let's, you know, push into that. What's going on there for these guys?
Yeah, I love how they say peace in heaven, because the city that Jesus is about to walk into, Jerusalem, in Hebrew, it's the city of peace.
Yeah.
So Jesus is literally coming into the city of peace, bringing peace, as he rides this donkey, a sign of peace. He really is the Prince of Peace, and I think that's what Luke is really trying to show us. From the Old Testament, that this is the guy that's been prophesied about, and we see that from what you just said from Zechariah as well. This is the guy they're waiting for. I think the stunning thing about this is it's a piece, maybe not what was expected.
Yeah.
I think to get into the minds of the people who are there, I think they're expecting, yeah, he's going to bring peace, but that was probably going to be a conquering peace. Conquer the enemy, then we'll have peace. But as we'll see as we go on, that's not quite the picture that Jesus has in mind.
Yeah. So they're expecting a king to defeat Rome.
Yeah.
But Jesus is going to show something different.
Yeah.
He's going to bring a bigger peace, a greater peace than just the defeat of a physical enemy.
Yeah. And a bigger enemy that he's going to defeat.
So spoil it for us, Sam. Yeah. What's that peace that he's going to bring?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. The peace he's going to bring, it's peace from sin and peace from death. Yeah, he's going to come and he's going to die. Die not for his own sin and die not because he needs to die or that he deserves to die, but he's going to die to bring peace for those who trust in him, to remove the sting of sin and the sting of death, as Paul will later talk about, oh death, where is your victory? That's what Jesus has come. That's the peace he's come to bring. It's not conquering Rome. It's conquering Satan and the effect of sin on this world that exists in all of us. So it's so much bigger than what these people had in mind, which is really cool.
It's such an important reminder from this passage that Jesus is the Prince of Peace. And it's so good as we read this that Jesus didn't simply come to bring peace with Rome, but he came to bring us a bigger peace. The comfort today is knowing that Jesus came to defeat sin and death and Satan to bring peace with God. And so wherever you are right now, let's enjoy the fact that we have a king who entered Jerusalem riding on a donkey, but ultimately went to the cross to bring us a greater peace than we can ever know from anywhere else. Let's enjoy this peace now, and let's turn to the King of Kings and the Prince of Peace in prayer wherever we are as an opportunity to celebrate and enjoy this deep within us. Thanks for joining us today. We hope to see you in our next episode as we continue in this mini-series on the road to something better. Thanks heaps.